Welcome to Goats and Dragons, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast by Helpful Goat Gaming. Please be warned, this podcast contains adult situations and language that may not be suitable for children. In fact, we try our best to be unsuitable for people of all ages. You're welcome.
The world of Banya cracks in anticipation of the approaching storm. Its lands strain against unnatural forces, and warnings of what is to come have been carefully placed among its people. Warnings that led us to a few tieflings, goliaths, drow, and halflings. But how can this unlikely family of broken people stop a force that has been generations in the making? What strength is left in the bonds of friendship?
Welcome back to Goats and Dragons, the stream where Helpful Goat Gaming plays Dungeons and Dragons. Again, with me, I'm Andrew Gilbert. I have Adam. I have Galway. I have Rachel. I have Lena. I have Darcy. And we're all coming back to play and crazy stuff and whatnot. And let's pick up with Hikari and Sea Promise. So, Hikari, you've been just kind of shopping for a little bit. Sea Promise has been showing you around. Every once in a while, she'll kind of tell you an odd, funny little tale, like, oh, that's where the moose got in to Wish Sender's Naturals and broke all the rocks. That was funny. So, have you been to the hot springs yet?
No. I didn't know there were hot springs here.
The river has little parts of it which are really, it's really hot water, and then you can jump into the really cold parts, and it's kind of fun. Would you want to, I don't know, try it out or something?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So she moseys on down past a bunch of horses that she seems to know the names of. And takes
you. Does she greet them by name?
She does. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I was like, how else would I know she knows the names of them? Okay.
And she'll take you to a mostly frozen stream, except for a part here and then downriver a little bit more that has a bunch of steam just rising out of it. And she sort of says, we don't have any rules. You can keep all your armor and everything on. It just feels really nice. And then she'll kind of slip in kind of gingerly to one side.
Does she have all her armor on?
Yeah, she's wearing pretty much everything. Yeah, she hasn't taken anything.
Okay. Just the armor thing is a little weird, but okay. I'll go ahead and get in with all my armor on.
So it feels really nice, and the steam kind of rises up and kind of clears your sinuses. And honestly, this is the first time you've been warm in like a week. You just,
maybe I can sleep in here.
Just like the stress just melts off you. For a moment, you just feel just really at peace, and you look around and You hear the clops of horses and the distant clang of an anvil. This is a nice place. It's peaceful, and Sea Promise seems nice and sweet. And you often, Hikari, are so bogged down with the memories of so many lives and the just built-up trauma of all of those that it's really hard to just kind of be here and now, because so much of your past takes up 99% of your brain. But this is a moment right now where you feel somewhat at peace. And knowing a little bit, hearing your friends talk about what's about to come, it just feels like a needed respite before something. You just have an icky feeling about what's coming.
I'm sorry. It's Rachel just wrapped herself in this like humongous blanket and just her head's showing.
I was watching
her, and you're like, you're so warm. And she's just like, sorry. Okay, that's good. Obviously not feeling good about the future, but sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I just got off track.
You're good, yeah. So Sea Promise kind of sits there awkwardly, just with her arms just in, kind of looking at you a little bit, and then she kind of says, you're just really strong, and I'm sorry, I just needed to meet you, and I hope you don't mind that I pried you away from your friend, your little friend there. Do you want to get something to drink after this?
Totally.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to go do that already.
What do you like? Do you like beer, or do you like maybe some whiskey or something? Or
maybe something a little bit stronger.
A little stronger, right, of course. Hikari. Strong, yeah. So you kind of wait there just a little bit, and pretty soon she'll kind of wade off into the river just a little bit more. And then you just see her start shaking and shivering. And she's like, this is the cold part. And even for a Goliath, who you know Stormbringer is basically a heater herself, just doesn't care about the cold or the ice. For even a Goliath to be kind of shaking and shivering there, this must be really, really cold.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stay over here in the warm part.
Don't die. It's fine. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And she'll wade back over and, okay, well, yeah, we just normally get out and I have a friend who has some blankets on them, and she'll go over to a horse. And she'll kind of pat it a few and take some blankets off for the two of you.
Is her friend the horse?
Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
So she kind of wraps you up in this really like warm kind of wolf skin blanket, but it's much larger than a normal wolf, so it also freaks you out a tiny bit. And then when she wraps herself up and you kind of head into town, and you walk over to Mist Favor's tavern. And start having a drink and just kind of talking. And it's kind of weird. Like normally at this point, after a few drinks, someone, you know, buying you a drink or two. Hikari, let's just face facts. You, you know, start to get sexy feelings often. But I don't know. This, you're just kind of enjoying their company at the moment, and it's, I don't know, just nice.
Nice. I like it.
I really like the term sexy feelings.
Yeah.
Sexy feelings. You start to get stirrings.
Stirrings.
In your loins.
So how about the rest of you? As Hikari seems to have a very pleasant day, what are the rest of you doing?
You commented that they have lots of gems and sort of minerals, etc.
Indeed. Especially the Elders Council. There's a lot of that there.
Charity would probably get from Coinbringer's goods three relatively like decently sized like flasks, like glass ones,
yeah, like 8 silver probably for that.
Cool. And then I actually, maybe while I would be there, and we don't have to roleplay out the entire scene, it's kind of up to you, but I don't know if anyone else is with Charity, but he would ask about this other group.
Sure, at Coinbringers?
Yeah, because this was one of the places that he said to check, was that they'd gone to Coinbringers, they'd been at whatever, Waterlinks, I think, was the other tavern that like they'd gotten dinner at.
Maybe Burbage and Stormbringer would be checking Waterlinks and asking around there while you're at...
Because I actually, and that's just true, if we wanted to cover it this way, should have been like, I want to run and get something from over here so I could ask there if you ask over there.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with Charity.
Cool. Nice. So Clem and Charity head into this Coinbringers and you pick up a few things and you're just kind of making a little bit of small talk with the really young, like teenage Goliath behind the counter. And she says, so like, there was some people that came in and like, they were outsiders. And I remember someone said that one of them was like a tiefling, but that's all I heard. The other one was like really short. And the other one was like a Goliath, but we didn't know him. So he probably was from a different tribe and stuff. So we're not like super sure. And yeah, they were asking about magic items. And I think I remember telling them to go to Crater James, but yeah.
Do you remember anything else about them? Their names? Was there anyone else with them? Did they happen to say where they were going next?
One was just kind of talking to themselves a little bit. The halfling was just sort of
talking. The halfling? Yeah.
Yeah, she was talking to herself. It was a little weird, but like, you know, I'm pretty open, so I didn't like ask too many questions. I was just like, cool, you know.
This is so weird.
When the halfling was talking to herself?
Yeah.
Did it follow a rhythm of like a conversation, almost as if she was maybe talking back to herself and you just couldn't hear it?
Right, because sometimes when people talk to themselves, it's like in their head and you can't hear it. You know what I'm saying? And then she was talking out loud too to the voice in her head, probably. So it sounded like that. Like right now, can you hear me?
Yep, you've illustrated your point.
Right, you couldn't hear that, right? Okay, right? That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
As we've now moved into almost certitude that Charity takes detect thoughts at next level up. It's like, let me in. Yes, but did they mention anything about, say, where they were headed next? They were looking for magic items, but we heard from Crater Jam that they didn't stay here very long.
Yeah, no, I think that it's weird because, yeah, I don't know. They must have got what they came for and took off, so I didn't see him anymore after that.
Huh. It's interesting.
And it's cool. Like, I don't mind outsiders. I think you're all cool. So, like, I know a lot of people in town don't like them. They think, you know, Goliath. But I'm pretty open, so.
Yeah, we gathered.
Hey, Clem.
Hey.
Listen, your friend Stormbringer, would you just kind of, like, tell her, hey, I think she's really cool, and I really like the way she doesn't, like, just be a Goliath all the time, you know, like that. So could you tell her that? It's kind of just a little bit of a hero for me now.
I'll let her know.
Cool. Yeah, cool. So is there anything else you need, or?
I think I'm probably good. And I'm just reviewing, like, we have a fair amount of supplies, etc. And it's only supposed to be, like, a few days to...
Right, on foot even, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not like, oh, yeah, 3 weeks out and then God knows how long back or anything.
Right.
I was sort of like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, cool.
As we walk sort of up towards the Elders building, I would stop by the river and fill the flasks with water.
Sure, totally. Yeah, it's probably kind of a minerally water.
And then when we get to the Elders, I'm going to get 300 gold piece diamond and 75 gold pieces worth of powdered silver.
powdered silver?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. Beautiful. Yeah. Go ahead and mark that off. One of the Goliaths, Brain Crusher, who you've met several times, comes up and says, "So Stormbringer scared us just a little bit this morning, which is fine. You know, maybe that's a little bit what we need, but I don't exactly know what you people use this for, but clerics I know can do good things with them." And she'll hand you a 500 gold piece diamond.
Oh.
If, whatever you can, if you could protect Stormbringer and Dawn Protector, I personally would be very appreciative of it.
I will do my best. Thank you.
Fair enough. Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, and at that, you are free to go wherever.
With that, I probably will also, because Revivify doesn't require a single diamond. It just requires total value. I'll tack on 100 more gold pieces of diamonds.
Cool. Yeah, fair enough. They can get that for you.
Yep. So with that, we can skip over to the other group, unless Clem has anything in particular she wants to do. I will be at some point looking for Hikari. I have a favor to ask her.
Beautiful. All right. So Burbage and Stormbringer, you head into Waterlinks.
On the way over to Waterlinks, Burbage is rambling at Stormbringer this same way he was rambling at Hikari. Like, you know, and I mean, we just switched bodies, you and me, right, last night, which was confusing for me. I don't know about you, for you.
I was okay.
And I was just talking to Hikari about this, right? Like, I already have a fraught relationship with myself and with the world and with the questions of identity.
That's good.
And now there's this whole, what? There's a whole Bizarro family? Is this the same as, you know, have we heard about these people before? Is this just another group that Pwnway kind of threw together because of the prophecy, right? About the you know, the halfling and the right. Goliath and the...
He was doing that, wasn't he?
Right? And so, you know, I don't know what's going on. But also, maybe, you know, did you realize I was just earlier today talking about maybe there's an alternate dimension where I'm an arcane trickster. And then, in the very next scene, I just came across a ring that gave me the ability to cast spells, right? So what is happening? Maybe some dimensional rifts? Maybe like, am I really me now? Or am I another version of myself that sort of came from another dimension? I don't even know anymore. You know what I mean, Stormbringer?
Not at all.
Right, well, here we are. Let's go in and ask them if they know anything about those people.
You can ask them if they know what you mean.
All right, so there's a Goliath standing outside of Waterlinks who kind of nods at the two of you and steps aside, even bowing slightly to you, Stormbringer, as you step inside. And when you step inside, the place is generally empty. There are two Goliaths staring at an individual who's just sitting at the bar, a blue tunic, symbol of Bovelia on the back, short cropped hair, who when you enter kind of looks behind him a little bit and sees it's the two of you and just kind of goes back to whatever drink he had. The bartender comes out from the back.
"Hi, my friends. How you doing?"
This figure is Sir Bonaventura, right, at the bar? You just didn't name him for some reason?
The individual at the bar is Sir Benaventura.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Double checking that.
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't get that at all. That was the
Bubbly
Petunia. I was like, oh, another guy with Bavalian.
Yeah.
Hey, a few months ago, bartender Goliath man, remember a group who came through here that was a Goliath from down south and a tiefling guy and a halfling?
Halfling, yeah.
With a shield? Do you remember them?
Yeah, I'll remember him, yeah.
I remember.
One was real small, one was a little taller, decent sized taller, and one was like real tall.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll remember them.
What do you remember besides their heights?
They tried to. They wanted to stay the night. They put away all their stuff and they started kind of mucking up the town. People started not liking it. They're asking too many questions about, you know, magic items and stuff like that. We don't know him from, you know, Adam, whoever that is. So I told them, yeah, keep on hiking, you know. Keep on going. Don't stay tonight.
Yeah, so you just had them leave?
Yeah. Thought it was best.
Totally. Yeah, they sent sketchy as fuck. What questions were they asking about magic items?
It was just magic items, where if we had any, where we found them, what we know about them, that sort of thing. Called themselves Red Family, I think.
Right?
You're right, little man.
Stormbringer? Right? Ha!
Right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Burbage, maybe you could, like, refresh my memory, because maybe I didn't take the best of mental notes about that. Maybe not here, actually. Message counter Burbage, maybe we should refresh our memory elsewhere. Like, with Charity, whenever we're all back together and not in front of everybody else.
Yeah, sure. You know what? I gotta say, I'm getting sick of just randomly screaming in public around strangers. I do that way too much, don't I?
Yeah, maybe...
For a rogue, right?
Well, I mean, you're sneaky when you need to be, right?
That is where it counts, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm a person! I'm shouting at the bartender. I'm a real person!
Yeah, I believe you.
Thank you!
He's solid in everything. He has physical reality. Look, you can knock on him. I'll knock on him.
Ah!
He's real solid.
Where's Balin? Where's Balin at? Is he still around?
Where the fuck is Balin? Oh, shit.
Balin's been staying over in the War Family housing.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's one of the cooks down there. He's making dinners for folk. Seems to like it quite a bit.
All right, good. Yeah. Just flipping through my own mental notes, and I just saw his name, and I remembered he was around. So I figured I'd ask about him, because that's what real people do.
That's definitely what real people do. Bartender, do you remember anything else conspicuous about this group that call themselves the Red Family?
And I want to be very clear. I want to add an addendum to her question, yeah. Bartender.
Okay,
I want you to really dig deep. I don't want this to just be like a passive history or whatever thing. I want you to...
Right.
So you know what? I'm going to touch your shoulder. Can I touch your shoulder?
Please don't.
And I'm going to touch this ring because I don't know if Charity...
Can you reach his shoulder?
Yeah, don't.
Can you lean?
You have to climb up on the barge and sanitize.
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine.
No, please lean down. Your feet are muddy. You've been walking around.
Meet me halfway.
We have horses here, you know.
It's all right. It's okay. Just can you lean down a bit so I can reach up and touch you?
No, this is not happening.
Come on, I'm going to walk around the barn, touch your leg.
I'd like to see you try it.
All right. Burbage walks around the barn and touches the bartender's leg.
Consent, Burbage.
Touching the leg is one thing.
That still requires consent. You should not be touching people without their consent.
Especially when they say no.
Especially when there's been multiple no's.
I'm...
we've crossed the line.
Just to kick you, Burbage, and you just barely kind of dodge out of the way.
He's like, don't touch me.
All right, fine.
I don't care.
I don't think I was going to be able to cast guidance on you anyway. I don't think I... really have that yet, but who knows, who am I, which version of myself am I? I don't know. All right, then just allow me to persuade you to really dig deep and to try to remember any really interesting, fascinating, relevant, notable, suspicious detail about the Red Family, something useful, you know, something useful to us and our story. Yeah.
They were armed. The idea. They had weapons on them.
What were they armed with?
Like swords and whatnot.
Swords and whatnot. Cool. Did they like smell and look kind of like magic-y? Like, you know how people people that travel always look like all, ooh, do they look kind of like that?
Well, I mean, they look a little like that, yeah. They said there's gonna, they had someone to meet, a friend of theirs. They were gonna meet someone. They had to call him or something.
Yeah, what? Yeah, keep going. That right, that's what I'm talking about. That's interesting.
Go down that hole. Yeah. So they said, we need to, and I forget what they said then. And then they said we should meet him here, because after we get him or something, or we find him, he'll try to help us or something. That's what they said.
Who's the him? Do you remember now? Think back to the him. What's the name of this him? Did they just say the name?
They might have. I can't remember.
Yeah, no. Really dig deep.
Yeah, dig deep. Dane. Burbage. Nope, that's you. Nope, can't remember, sorry.
That doesn't mean that they might have said my name. Do you remember hearing the name Burbage before I showed up here?
I don't know. It's a popular name now.
Would anyone else have been around to hear them say these things?
No, just they talking stuff that seemed real sketchy, so I told them to hike it. So
right, totally,
they left him.
Was Balin working here at the time?
I don't think so. No, he hadn't come in yet. No, Balin only got here a few weeks ago.
Okay. All right. You know what? Stormbringer.
Did they show up to town after they left? Any new outsiders? Like, maybe not super long after they left?
I mean, a few weeks ago we got that woman and Balin coming in. I saw the other outsiders besides your group.
Well, and also that guy right there at the bar.
Yeah, besides him too.
You just kind of hear from a mug next to you.
Quiet hunters. Being very noisy. Drink.
Hey. What is that supposed to mean?
Sorry?
You spoke out loud.
Did I?
Yeah, I would know.
Mean it?
Are you talking... What are you talking about me? What are you talking about?
You're pretty noisy, but you know, it's okay. I don't mind it.
This isn't the first time, Stormbringer. This isn't the first time that somebody has accused me of being loud in a forest full of hunters.
Yeah, it does kind of ring a bell.
It does kind of ring a bell.
That attractive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, did Bubbly Petunia just fall asleep?
I think so. Maybe we can talk to him in the morning.
It was that guy.
Lily.
Say Lily. That's the name of his daughter.
Right, yeah, because his daughter's a Doom Lily.
Yeah, right. This is all so frustrating. I'm so frustrated.
Should we ask Balin or shake Venaventura really violently
until
he wakes? That's what he was talking about? I think he's
You know, we found out that the people were the Red Family. We've heard of the Red Family before. We found out that Bubbly Petunia probably has some connection with those bounty hunters that we ran into the forest. The attractive bounty hunter who said that I was, you know, a loud person in a forest full of hunters or something. We know the connections are there. We'll talk about it all later. Let's just go find Charity and leave as soon as possible to go toward the twilight.
Well, I don't think we're going to leave till tomorrow morning, right? Because it's like, you know...
It's afternoon.
Yeah.
It's up to you. You can get a few hours in or whatever.
And I kind of want to talk to Benaventura because something about what he said scratches my brain.
All right, you talk to him. I'm going to wander the town in search of answers and clarity.
I ask people about the Red Family a lot, or maybe don't do that.
I think I'll mostly just be in a sort of haze.
Okay, good. That sounds good too.
I love it. Excellent. So Burbage, you take off. Stormbringer, you're just hanging out there for a little bit, or are you heading back with Dawn Protector?
Definitely taking Ventura to try to wake him up.
Fair enough, yeah. At this point, Charity, you've heard that Sea Promise and Hikari had come into this tavern, and so you make your way there if you're looking for Hikari. And at the bar, you kind of hear them and see them laughing at each other, and you actually then, besides like a sort of derisive chuckle, you haven't seen Hikari kind of laugh like this in a long time.
I would say that, like, as we come in and see that, Charity's just gonna like put an arm back out and just like wave Clem back out the door.
It's fine. I can talk to her later. She's having a good time. She deserves that.
Aw, thanks, Charity. Darcy says.
All right.
Like, let's see. Maybe we can find. Maybe Stormbringer or Burbage had more luck. I think I heard the exclamation of Burbage discovering something surprising.
It doesn't take you long before you sort of hear a, well, then who am I? What the, you know, who even is Bubbly Petunia or Burbage Campbell as he's
so let's just leave that alone for now. Maybe we can find Stormbringer.
And Stormbringer, eventually you do wake up Sir Benaventura again, and a couple of the Goliaths have moved a little closer to make sure that everything's okay here. But what would you like to ask him?
Hey, you want to go into a light closet and talk?
That sounds odd. Light closets and talk. No, I don't think I do.
Okay, I would like to have a chat with you, Benny Ventura.
I, if you can't notice, am trying to drown myself.
I've definitely gathered that you're trying to drink away your sorrows, and I get it, kind of. I don't really, but a lot of my friends and family do that a lot. So, I've been around this behavior. And I kind of did it after Roburn, I think, maybe. I don't know. I need to check my notes again, and I've been doing that a lot tonight. It's too much.
Shopping and lore episode.
Woo!
But okay, so you want to have a chat somewhere private? We should have a chat.
Whatever you can say, you can say in front of my captors. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Do get on with it, if you don't mind.
Yeah, your captors. Is he going to have trial?
Well, I heard from the elders today that they will hear me speak tomorrow in the evening sometime, and doesn't sound like they're going to do anything horrible. I probably will live.
Good. That's good.
And I'm trying to be okay with that.
You're trying to be okay with living?
Yes.
It's really hard to do sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
So, what were you saying about quiet hunters?
Quiet hunters? Quiet. That's an odd thing for you to ask. I remember before leaving Vargelta, the capital, Gahonia, I kept hearing about an old myth that everyone seemed to be looking into all of a sudden. An assassin for a dark god of some sort. Do you know that gods can sometimes come into this world? They can walk around and cause havoc, and it's happened a couple times in the history of this world. I don't know much about it, but it happened once with Rin, I believe. But far, far before that, it happened with another. But they had made the mistake of coming into this world and then being lost to obscurity, so they're not a god anymore. But they had friends. And one of them was referred to as a quiet hunter. I think they were an assassin of sorts. Someone that was dark and powerful, but deadly and silent, and for some reason all of that started to be talked about
very prominently among the upper-ups of Gahonia, and I left to my life on the road for the Gahonian war effort. So, why do you ask? Where did you hear it?
From you, like, 5 minutes ago.
Oh, then it stands to reason that your point of contact is me, and I wouldn't listen to a thing I said.
Well, that was all super really interesting, though. What do you know about this not a god anymore?
I don't know much of anything. There was a long, 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 long time ago, the first god to come into this world. They found it distasteful, probably. Went off to farm, lose themselves, open a bed and breakfast, I don't know. But they were lost. No one heard from them again. They couldn't be a god anymore, and they came here.
Rin stayed a god.
Rin went back. This one stayed.
They're still here?
Probably. I don't know. Can gods die?
I mean, can anybody really die?
Oh, that's right. Death is not a thing here. That's right. That's disturbing.
It is. It's super disturbing. Yeah. Now that I know what's... Yeah. Okay.
Right.
You ever heard of Riddles in the Dark? Whispers in the Dark? Fuck.
Say the chapter from The Hobbit, or is this...
Whispers in the Dark.
Now, Stormbringer, you're a delightful person.
I am.
It saddens me that you utter such words.
What do you know about those words, Benny?
That they shouldn't be uttered is chiefly among them. That you don't speak stuff like that. It's like... it's the verbal equivalent of a doom lily, right? Yes, maybe those words won't have a direct impact and kill you immediately, but... let them out into the world and they spell disaster.
Man, I think we've said them like a lot of times when we've been trying to like...
Oh, that's...
things out.
Don't, please. Perhaps I'm a superstitious old man, but... bury such words in your mind, deep, deep down. Not unlike I bury all of my feelings in alcohol.
Yeah, like that. Stop drinking, though. Please don't pass out again.
But it's...
I swear to God, I'm gonna shake him again.
Soup.
Okay. So
what
do you know?
I could go for some soup right now.
I'll get you some soup, but I'm gonna write this on the counter in beer in case it's something else I shouldn't say. Because this is all like almost feels like a shape of something, but I can't find the shape of it.
And I'm gonna write Riddle Machina on the counter in beer.
In beer.
Yeah.
He like bends down really hard to look at it, and then you see him just kind of lick it.
Don't fucking lick the counter.
What's riddle muck?
Okay. You don't know anything about that. Kind of makes sense, because, yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I'm going to go hit Control F a lot again. It was good talking to you, Inaventura. Thanks for the info.
Stormbringer, I told your friend Charity this, and I just want to say I'm sorry. I'd like to say that it wasn't me, but it was me, and I can't do anything to unring such a bell.
Hey, there wasn't really any harm done yet, right?
Like, only because of you fine folk. If you had not been here, I'm afraid much harm would have been done. And much harm would have been waiting for you when you returned back to your home in your place of solitude.
This home?
A home. Yes.
Why?
This home.
Why would there have been much?
Because they were looking for you, Stormbringer. That's why I was given necklaces to bring to your home. That can't be a coincidence.
Yeah, no.
That can't be a coincidence.
You're certainly right. Hey, do you know
Stormbringer, that can't be... Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know the term red family? Does that mean anything to you, Drunk Benny?
Red family? I thought that was you guys.
I don't think it is, no. But
you don't call yourself a the family? Aren't you, like, weird like that?
What have you heard about that weird red family?
Like you sleep together.
Okay, what have you heard that's, like, useful?
Oh, sorry. I heard weird things like that. But you destroy places. You leave trails of blood in your wake. You're searching for things. That's not you.
I don't know. That sounds like us.
I saw you burn down a village, nearly an entire village myself.
When did you see me nearly burn down an entire village?
Well, not. It was the other one that was fiery, more so than you, literally. But there was big alligators, and there was rock monsters, and I.
What the fuck are you talking about?
People in a tavern. Away from you all, and then you stole my horse.
Oh, I remember. You were okay. I didn't know you were there. Hey, old friends, be forgotten.
We meet so many on the road. I don't blame you.
Did I meet you? Oh, fuck, wait, yeah.
Yeah.
We met the guy we stole the horse from. Shit. Yeah.
This was in Wistamere.
Okay, well, that's cool. Anyway, I have another question, but it's got out of my mind because of the, nostalgia factor.
Indeed. And I've gone out of my mind.
Right.
Yep.
Well, good luck with your chatting tomorrow.
And good luck with your... And good luck... And good luck with you, right?
Yeah, I think I need it.
Clem is funny.
Yep. Funny okay. How?
You know, like funny how?
Okay.
I feel like I'm getting drunker as we're talking.
I don't know how. You're not drinking.
I've been drinking. This is
no. You're gesturing.
Look, this mug was this tall, and now it's that tall.
Mugs don't shrink when you drink them.
This one was that tall, and now it's this tall.
I don't think that's how drinking works.
It was like big and now small.
I'm really confused by what you're saying to me.
Sternberger, you have to listen to me.
Okay.
I was saying something.
I think, yeah.
Gee, you gotta be good to yourself, Stormbringer. Be good, you know.
Okay.
Times that we need to love each other.
Uh-huh.
I love my wife. And our child is growing up, probably 12-ish by now. I love him. Excellent folk. Anyway, yeah. You have children, Stormbringer.
No, kind
do
of.
Do you want children?
I don't know. I'm 20. I don't think so.
Do you want? Do you want seven?
God no. And are you giving away children?
The conversation devolves further and further.
Devolves further, you say?
He gets drunker, and Stormbringer is just Stormbringer, and so the conversation lasts. At least another 20 minutes.
Oh my god.
And no real benefit to anything else that said. But it seems like you got a little information. So, who is doing what? Or are you done for the day and gonna sleep?
I mean, I probably walked into the tail end of just Benaventura rambling incoherently at Stormbringer. Like, oh, well.
You come in singing a song to Stormbringer.
But all I said is you and me.
What? God, we are just striking out everywhere. Kari was happy, which is weird. Burbage was weird, which isn't strange. Benaventura is blackout drunk, which I don't know him well enough for. All right, you know what? Just...
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a really weird day, and there's been a lot of weird days lately with you guys, but this feels weirder.
Yeah, that feels like a fair assessment, and I live all of my days with us, so...
But yeah, Stormbringer is here, and as you come in, even Stormbringer's eyes are kind of like, hey, help me get out of this conversation.
Charity's going to sort of motion to the guards. Maybe you just take him back up to his room now? He seems... little not good.
Yeah sure, okay, yeah, we can do that. Come on. And they scoot him up.
And he's like, and you and I would touch the sky.
I'm going to cast the Wand of Tears on Benaventura as they lead him away.
Okay. You hear another round as he's going up the stairs. And you and me should not have been. I love you.
I felt like he really needed a good cry. You know, he's been just holding it all in. I felt like he really needed a release.
He did need to release it. Yeah, good job.
Turd is just kind of blinking. Okay, what'd you find, Stormbringer?
Can't remember the name of that document I'm looking for. So that phrase that I think we've said before sometimes, it starts with a W and ends in arc, is apparently not something you should say out loud. So ixnay on the, I don't really know how that ixnaying thing works. Don't say that, okay?
Fair.
Cool. What else did I find? I'm just gonna like summarize everything that I heard, because otherwise you're just going to have me reading my notes in Stormbringer's voice.
So the Red Family actually is a thing, and it wasn't just a mistake.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, do you remember the name of the document I'm looking for?
That's frighteningly improbable that I would.
Well, you made it, Galway.
What do you mean I made it?
I'll stop. I'll just keep searching my Google Drive. It's fine.
Andy?
Yes.
Have I ever heard of anything that sounds like the Red Family, or was I around here at all when they were around, or?
Give me a history check.
If you look contemplative, I'm slapping guidance on you.
Sure.
Possibly literally, as I'm trying to deal with Benaventura sobbing his way up the stairs.
Fernando.
23.
23, yeah. You heard a couple of Goliaths kind of like rumors about some foreigners, some outsiders that made their way in and then only stayed for a half a day and then left. It was mostly just kind of traditionalist Goliath xenophobia a little bit. So you didn't really pay it much attention. That's kind of all you heard, yeah.
But, yeah, I'll share that.
Yeah, and not the Red Family information. But, yeah, not specifically Red Family, but only the people that were there.
So there's a group that's looking for things. They're apparently called the Red Family. They may have gotten around generally through where we are. We keep hearing comments about silent hunters. Burbage is a noisy animal. I don't know. And Trudy's gonna stop and think and goes, they were looking for specific items. I feel like we've heard that before. That list.
Fuck, have we? Because I can't find it in my memory anywhere.
I believe there were a couple of communiques with like the Flame Cult and others that were looking for specific items that often seemed mundane and they would be left behind in the fire. Because that was where we hit that the Fire Blight might just be a way to try to sift through for magic items.
Lena, are you looking for the document Fates of Rin campaign questions?
No, I found the document I'm looking for. I had trouble finding it because it's just named Notes.
Great.
I found it. It's because this way I can control F it, right? Like I can't control F our notes in our handouts. This doesn't have all the notes we've gotten, but it's up until we put them together up until that Izrak lore dump. So I have those at least.
So you think like it has to do with like burning to look for magic items?
Charity? I think that was what we started to piece together, was that specific items were required. They didn't seem particularly magical, and it was a way of sorting through things.
They didn't burn this place.
That's good.
And it was months ago, so they're probably not gonna. I also think maybe they were looking for me.
Oh, that's comforting.
Just because I'm pretty sure I'm the lover's ex, But maybe that's just my being egocentric.
You're a Goliath.
What does that mean?
You're not an axe.
Well, I think it's a metaphor, right? There's this whole poem that, let me read. So
oh my God.
I can't really read you a lot of this.
Unprecedented.
Because it's brain stuff that I can't say, the brain stuff. But I bet I can say these parts. The storm wielder, the ancestor speaker, the lover's axe, the sea is torment, the fire's light, the ice is sting. At least the first two of those things maybe sound like me. The first one definitely sounds like me.
You also wield a lot of elements.
Right? So I just kind of thought that was just like a description of me, but maybe that seems pretty
possible that it is you.
So I think maybe they were looking for me, and Benny said that he came here specifically to target me. Maybe I shouldn't have given them a democracy and just told them to go to Cliff Mill.
We can make a case for them going to Cliff Mill.
I tried to do that.
You seem to think at least Brain Crusher was entirely on board, just spooked by the idea. But you actually feel kind of good that they'll listen, at least.
Cool, good.
Oh, right, and I thought those things were all about me because of the sentence that preceded them in this thing I heard yesterday. I'm just not good at skimming. So I think I am the Liver's Axe, so I think they were looking for me. So that's a little concerning, right? Remember how we heard about some people in red armor in Cliff Mill? Mm-hmm. It was in Cliff Mill.
Question, Rachel?
I have a question. If you're the Lover's Axe... Yeah, that was Clem actually raising her hand. If you're the Lover's Axe, is somebody else in your group the chair? Or with the other stuff they were looking for?
I haven't tried sitting on them. Should I try sitting on them?
He's down.
Yeah, you should try sitting on Burbage. I think he'd be a real sturdy chair.
Okay, I'm gonna try that when he comes back from wandering around the town, finding
great
himself.
Great idea.
It's a good plan.
Fair enough. Anything else the three of you would like to get into this evening?
I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah, I would probably just try, and if there was anybody else that I know and liked and haven't seen yet, that I would just try to make it a point to
make
see my
stop.
Contacts and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then where do you want to stay this evening? Where did the group sort of decide? You have the chief's quarters still, since it's, you know, it's there, or you could stay.
We said the cheese quarters.
The cheese quarters?
Oh, yeah. Stay in the cheese district.
Or there's water links here, or whatever you like.
I figured we'd stay in the chief's lodging. It's where we stayed last night, so.
Yeah. Fair enough. And then Hakari.
Yes.
How does your date end?
I would say that it ends well, and that, I don't know, maybe I go to her where she stays, or she comes to where I'm staying, whatever would be the best.
Yeah, she'll walk you back to your place and just kind of awkwardly stand outside for a second.
Oh, that's sweet.
Could I kiss you?
Yes.
All right. She takes you in one arm and just kind of lifts you entirely off your feet, literally, so that your height kind of matches. She kisses you and puts you back down. This was nice. I don't often see people like this. I don't often like people like this. Sorry, this is just nice. Sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
Okay. Good night. And if I don't see you before you leave tomorrow, thanks for everything you've done, and I'll remember you.
And I you.
Good night.
Guys, I made it all the way through a date. It's pretty much sober.
You burst in saying that to the group.
That's awesome, Hikari.
I was going to say, I feel like Charity is sitting there with like a small pile of like silver powder in front of him and three vials of water. I go, that's great.
Cl- Clem, you can't help it. Your kind of curiosity takes over, and you like rush to the window to see like her leave. And she, you see her walk straight up to a horse and just start explaining things, just excitedly talking about probably the date. And then her and the horse walk off. Yeah, and then Charity, did you have something you wanted Hikari to do before bed tonight, or
If we had about an hour? I would ask if Hikari could turn the water in these three flasks into holy water. Oh, yeah. It requires a first level spending as first level spell slot, and it requires 25 gold pieces worth of powdered silver for the vial. So that's, I prepped everything else.
Uh huh. No, that's totally fine. What spell do I need to use?
It's not a spell. It's just you have to burn spells.
Oh, so a spell to burn a spell level. Yeah. Cool.
All right. So you go ahead and do that. You call upon your god's power. You see just a few fireflies. The rest of you kind of start to circle around kind of chaotically. Hikari. And the spell goes off fine. And was there anyone that you wanted to scry or message anyone? As Hikari has spell slots to spare.
Does she have the ability to send messages?
Yeah. With it's not called message, it's called
sending.
There it is, yeah. And you have that prepared, usually, at least.
Charity might ask if he could send a message to Aideen.
Okay.
Sure.
What are the rules on sending? I forget. Is it?
It would be Darcy or Hikari has 25 words to send, and then the equivalent can be sent back.
Probably would render it in Thieves' Cant, just to be extra careful.
Okay.
Don't know.
Do you want to write it down then for Hikari? And...
Yeah, I figure Galway will just say it out loud, or the equivalent of whatever the message would be, but it would be written out for Hikari to be able to read. That is essentially sending potential ally to you, Benaventura. Things are going oddly. Take care of yourself. I'll do my best to take care of me, thinking of you.
Beautiful. So that's all written out in Thieves' Cant. And then, Hikari, do you add or change anything, or just say that?
No, I just say that.
All right. So you kind of focus, and you feel your god kind of take that message and just sort of disappear up into the night. And a couple of moments pass. Nothing. And then finally, in a script or a word choice that you don't quite understand, and so you have to very quickly start writing down exactly what's happening in your brain. You show it to Charity, and Charity's like, oh, this is Thieves' Cant back.
Can't I read Thieves' Cant?
Not this kind. So you don't know Thieves' Cant like just all Thieves' Cant. You know it specifically for things, and Calorin's doesn't quite match up with yours. However, Charity, yeah, you can understand exactly what it is, and the message it sent back is pretty simple. Miss you. Things are strange here too. We will look for any friends you send us and keep them safe. Please tell Burbage his brother is okay. I personally saw to that. Wishing you were here, but I understand you have many important things to do. So all my love and best with those endeavors. And that's it.
Charity is just going to sort of sit, like, looking over the rapidly scrawled out paper. We'll sort of fold it up and put it in his pocket and be like, Burbage, oh god, Avery, there we go. I'm like, I know your brother's name. Charity certainly knows. Avery made
Burbage
it to...
is not there.
Oh, you're not there yet?
Oh, isn't Burbage not there?
Sorry.
Burbage is okay. Still wandering.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting. You'll look okay. Like,
oh, well, don't let him know that.
You'll let
him. Yeah. And Charity will sort of turn. Thank you, Akari. It seemed like you had a nice day, and I'm glad for that.
I did.
Charity's going to sit there and very carefully uncork the flasks and then pour 10 caltrops into each of them.
Mm. Nice.
Chaos.
Hey, Charity and Clem and Hikari, since you're all magic and we're doing magic stuff right now, can you get this ring for me and tell me if it's safe for me to sync up with it?
So not like a finger on the ground type.
No, I think I learned from Clem's mistakes for now.
I mean, it was worth a shot. I guess I could have taken it off early, huh?
I like that you're just like, nope, gonna tough it out. Gonna show this. Maybe I just have to show this ring who's boss. Nope, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. That was not the solution.
Nope, not so much.
I can't remember. I think Clem's Arcana is higher than mine.
Yeah, you could help Clem.
Actually, mine's higher. I'm at 6.
You're just
there. Because I have proficiency.
Yeah, I'm not proficient in it.
Okay, so maybe if we help each other and all guidance.
Cool, so you two start working on it, pointing out a few things, a few runes here and there. Go ahead and roll. 16? Or 17. Plus, I assume.
20.
Yeah.
Plus 5.
25.
Plus 5. Jesus. Okay.
We have, not rolled an arcana under 25 today.
Yeah. Jesus. Yes. So the first thing that makes you pause, both of you, is you both immediately get a sense of necromantic magic. However, you feel that this actually might have more protective elements to it. Almost as if you seem to be undead when maybe you're not. So there's this weird element of transmutation and necromancy to it now that you've finished kind of
so it like disguises you as undead?
It seems to be something like that, yeah.
Or like causes you to be, to not just disguises you, but causes you to almost count as undead?
Right.
Because like you said, transmutation, so like this isn't an enchantment or a glamour.
Right, it's not illusion necessarily, yeah.
Okay. So I feel like Charity and Clem are sort of like poking at it and like comparing us. Like, no, I shouldn't say it that way. It causes you to seem like and potentially also be able to function like an undead.
Like that time I got bit by a vampire? Do you remember that? I almost became a vampire.
Yes, we had a long, heartfelt conversation about it, and it wasn't you.
Yeah, that wasn't, you're right. But it was me that got bit by the vampire.
Sure was. Almost got murdered for that one. It was great.
Yeah. Cool. So, good to stick on my finger?
It seems like it is designed to protect you, yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to put it on my finger and sync up with it then.
Interesting. Give me a constitution saving throw. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm really good at those. You are so. Really good.
It was like, it was a 25 arcana. On the other hand, the 26 arcana got your finger burnt off, so. Though you did know it was a dwarven ring.
I knew exactly what it did, but I was just like, this belt will save me.
Should put the ring on the belt. And there you go, Stormbringer, that's in your items now.
Look, the belt is wearing the ring, and I'm wearing the belt. Therefore, I get the effects, but the belt takes the negative effects.
So as you look over that, Burbage, what are you up to this evening?
Burbage has wandered. He's ended up near Lake Dasher's farm.
Okay.
And as he's been walking around and muttering to himself, occasionally shouting and about identity and is he real? Who's real? All that fun stuff. He's also like, one of the things he's like stressing about or like thinking about is that glowing ball of light that Charity and Clem both had seen following him around. And so he's like trying to, he's trying to like pay attention and use the blind sense feature that he got at level 14 of like being aware of the location of any hidden or invisible creature within 10 feet of you. I know that the, right. I don't think the ball of light is a creature, but right. he is like channeling that and just trying to like be very attentive as he's wandering around the town. Is there anything invisible or hidden around?
Give me a perception check with advantage.
29.
Okay. So 29, interesting. Okay. You don't sense any creatures invisible. As you get to this point and you're overlooking fields of these snowberries that are just slightly swaying in the really getting increasingly uncomfortably cold night air. The cloud above is nearly transparent. You see the full moon up above. So there's a lot of light out here. And you feel almost more than see something just to your right. You kind of slowly look over there and you don't actually see anything. But it feels close. And it feels like it's watching you.
Interesting.
Hyena jumps out of the snowberry fields.
Oh god. Burbage will kind of back up against a tree here.
Okay.
And kind of look fixedly at the point where he felt some kind of presence or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just kind of trying to like channel all of the kind of like stress and frustration he's been feeling and all this anxiety and like fraughtness and just kind of channeling it into like a calm, steady gaze forward as he kind of like backs up against the tree and sits down slowly. And he's going to kind of like breathe a little bit and meditate. And without taking his eyes off of like that point ahead of him, he'll try to maybe attune to the ring of spell storing.
Okay.
Whatever that, does that involve an arcana check?
Nope, it just requires time. Just kind of a short rest for you.
Yeah, he would kind of do that.
Okay. You feel there is a spell inside there already.
Can I determine what the spell is?
Nope, you just know what slot it's in. You can basically just sort of cast it to know what it is, but then you would lose it.
Does he know what spell level it is?
It's a one first level slot.
Oh, good. There's only like 150 of those. That'll narrow it down.
That's dangerous, though, so...
That's interesting. What would Burbage do? Would he save that spell for another time? Or would he cast it? I think Burbage would cast it. But if he's meditating and trying to be all calm and shit, would he be more rational? Burbage will cast the spell at the point where that he felt that some invisible presence.
I'm just picturing we're all sitting around the chief's house, like at this point, like eating some like late supper, sort of warming by ourselves by the fire. Off in the distance of the fields, we just see. Like, that's probably not good.
You cast it at that spot where the light is. Is that what you said?
Where I felt a presence.
Felt the presence?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You cast the spell and immediately a sort of flash of kind of gray light kind of forms and congeals in front of you. It's short figure, and as it solidifies in its definition, you see a long bearded dwarf who's just kind of smiling and waving at you. And after about a couple rounds, that dissipates into moonlit, and you are alone again.
Just a waving dwarf.
Yeah, it was. You've seen the spell Minor Illusion before, or it's Silent Image technically, but yeah.
Sure, and it's like the dwarf. The image of the dwarf seemed friendly.
Quite, yeah, warm, happy, comforting.
But
you
nobody
have no idea.
You just cast someone's goodbye message.
Yeah,
or like stay quite safe.
That's. I don't know, it's kind of sweet and sad. Yeah. I think.
And how long are you going to stay out this evening, Burbage?
Well, Burbage would immediately ruin the sweet sadness of that moment, but once the dwarf appears, he's like, ah! Who the fuck? Who are you? Oh, what the fuck? And he's going to, like, swing his sword at it and, like, get out of here! Oh, man! Oh, I was so calm and I was feeling so good. And then I was all meditating. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to be random and spontaneous, like, because I'm Burbage and I'm going to cast a spell. And then that dwarf appeared. Oh, man. Oh, I need to sleep.
You do need to sleep, says a voice next to you.
Find his way back to the... Wait, what? Did you say a voice said that?
Yeah, you look over to your right. Eldon is standing by the tree. Hikari,
you've got to be fucking kidding
The rest
me.
Of you, it's getting pretty late. You're not exactly sure where Burbage is.
Who's Eldon?
I have no idea. That's weird. Do you kind of, are you heading to bed? Or what are, is there like a watch tonight? Or
it's very late and it's very cold outside. I don't think Charity's going to be like, Burbage just isn't back yet.
Right.
I'm not saying like Charity's going to like, you know, tear down the town searching for him or anything. If Burbage has found some amusement or something, that's fine. But Charity is at least going to be like, do I like maybe go out and just like walk around briefly? But, like, do I see Burbage? Do I hear Burbage?
Is anyone following or?
Yeah, I'll go too.
Oh yeah. Same. Sorry.
Okay. I'm talking to Eldon.
Good.
What's up?
Let's go back to that.
I'm talking to him. You're not dead. And or you're not Eldon.
Oh, I'm very dead.
Okay. Well, then you're not Eldon. Because Eldon's not dead. Eldon did the same trick that Israq did. He faked his death in a fiery flame, but he's still alive somewhere. So who or what the fuck are you?
Do you know Eldon also... his death would also look like that? Just saying. If you really died, or you faked your death, it looks about the same.
Maybe. Maybe not. But you just referred to him in the third person. So I ask you again. What are you?
I'm someone that likes to keep tabs on you. Let's just leave it at that. For now. And the rest of you walking through, it doesn't take you long. You sort of hear some shouts a few times, and you kind of see Burbage, who is now just sort of facing a tree and kind of talking at it. And as they approach, your eyes dart away from him, and as they come back, Burbage, he's gone.
Ugh.
Burbage, who were you talking to? Because I know, like, we've talked to trees before, but those had fire elementals in them. This is, like, maybe not a tree with a fire elemental in it.
God, I hope not.
First, I was talking to a dwarf that was waving at me. Then I was talking to, I think, a hyena might have been around here. Then I was talking to
ta-da, Eldon, or some the whoever, whatever has been posing as Eldon. He returned. It's been a while.
Yeah, you're seeing Eldon again?
Yeah, but also...
I thought that was a manifestation of your guilty conscience.
That's what I thought for a while, too. That was a popular theory. I don't really know what to think anymore, but I will say I did a little bit of meditating and kind of tried to calm myself. And while I still think I am Burbage Camp,
good,
I feel like also I'm a bit unkempt.
Do you need a hairbrush? I have a hairbrush.
No, I need
eyebrow dye.
I think he means he's got a few screws loose.
No, I need to sleep. I need to sleep. I think just sleep is good because sleep is what takes us to the next day, and the next day is what takes us to the next adventure, and the next adventure is what... And Burbage is just walking off away from all of you. He's walking to the chief's lodge or whatever to find the...
He seems worse than usual.
As you're heading back, you hear,
What? No, what is that? Who is that? How did I get in here?
And shouts coming from kind of the main square area.
Gonna go over and see what that is. And
Square. As you run up, you see about four Goliaths, each with an axe out. In the middle of the square is a giant bear.
Is it my friend?
Is it Tony?
A red-haired bear with flecks of gold on the ears.
Not Tony. Is that what Tony looks like?
And Hikari, you look out of your bear eyes to your friends and surrounded by the guards. And you don't know what to make of this.
What?
I go roar.
And I think that's what we're into tonight.
What? That's so cool. What the fuck's going on?
There's a lot in that episode.
I feel like as we're running up, Charity's like flame wings sort of appear, and then the bear goes roar, and they sort of like falter back in. Like, what do?
So we'll pick that up next time in 2 weeks. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Thanks for hanging with us so long. It was a little bit later, but I wanted to get to a couple of those moments really bad. And everyone did so well. We learned so much. We had so much fun.
One of us is a bear.
One of you is a bear now. Thank you all for watching. We love you very much. Hang in there. And we'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Love you all.
Bye.
Maybe it's a hot springs thing. Like you go into the hot spring and then you become a animal that's like your spirit animal type thing.
She had a bad meal a while ago.
Or maybe you bit someone you shouldn't have.
This is a normal thing?
No.
Just doing my bear dance.
It's just some decisions are catching up with us.
I love it.
I did love the roar.
Roar.
It's awesome. For me, this is one of those episodes that it was all about, hey, this happened in the world. If they ask questions to the right people, they get some more info. But I had already kind of assumed in my head, like, oh, this is one of those things that I imagine that we never really get back into. And the idea of the Red Family having visited Gunagaim and stuff, and this whole theme was definitely not something planned. It was just more like, oh, yeah, it was there. If they find it, cool. If not, it's lost. And I really enjoy moments like that as a DM of being okay with you guys not knowing things and not knowing lore or magic items. Like, I really want to give you my list of every magic item that was in that shop and stuff, but at the same time, I'm totally cool with the roles that occurred and you got what you got. I enjoy that. I enjoyed letting the randomness of the game dictate really fun story. I love it.
This has been Goats and Dragons, presented by Helpful Goat Gaming. If you enjoyed what you heard and want to hear more, check out our other podcast, Helpful Goat Presents, where we play shorter campaigns, one-shots, and have conversations about D&D and games in general. For more information about us, check out our website at helpfulgoat.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Helpful Goat, or chat with us and the rest of the Helpful Goat community on our Discord server using the link in this episode's description. For more of our shared gaming projects and live streams, check us out on Twitch, where we are Helpful Goat, or on YouTube at Helpful Goat Gaming. If you want to support us, you can make a donation on our Ko-fi page by following that link in the episode description, or you can rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Podcast Addict. We are a growing community of friends who enjoy playing games, storytelling, and role-playing, and we would love for you to join us as we cultivate a positive and helpful online space together. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.